Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About Satoshi Nakamoto, the founder of Bitcoin, the creator.
They're putting him on the stand.
Or are they?
They're going to find out who he is.
Yes, you know, it actually ties into what we've been talking about, which is corrupt courts and the system. And we're going to get into that because they say that they're going to reveal who Satoshi Nakamoto is in a trial that's happening down in Florida. We can talk about that, but we're still in the middle of your story, or one of your stories, Joe. There's a myriad number of of encounters and corrupt cops and crazy system stories that you've got. Of course, a lot of it's been documented over at your channel, which is on both YouTube and Odyssey. It's called Breaking the Flaw.
Thanks, Ian.
You can check him out there. But we were talking about one of the more recent arrests. Is this your most recent at this point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So one of the most recent arrests, which was earlier this year, was actually before the raid on
March.
Our studios. So, yeah, just before our studios were raided, you were arrested out in Manchester along with Savage Truth 603.
Yep.
And I think Press NH Now was there, but he wasn't arrested, right?
No, he didn't want to take the arrest because they were threatening with arrest if he didn't ID, so he pulled his ID out and showed him.
Even though he had no obligation to show ID in this case. What happened was you guys were in a parking lot of a hotel.
Yes.
And you were there just, you know, I guess the cops were there for some other reason, like a drunk or whatever their reason was.
Some lady got assaulted.
Yes.
And she was injured.
And so you guys are just in the parking lot. You're just recording footage of whatever B-roll, you know.
Yeah, chasing the cops, looking at the police logs.
Right, asking questions as they might come around. And they target you, demanding ID on a basis of what? What was their reason for asking for demanding
They said
ID?
That we were being trespassed, yet no one told us to leave.
Right, so the idea would be they would need your ID in order to write your name down on a no trespass
notice. That is not according to the law of trespass law in New Hampshire.
Really?
Trespass, if you're being trespassed, all they need to do is have identifying markers of you. So like they'd be like, I'm white, I have red hair, a red beard, brown hair, and whatever. Like I'm, you know, you could identify me by just describing what I'm wearing and that sort of thing. And if they come back, and I think it's a 24-hour period or something like that, if he comes back within 24 hours, he can be arrested for a violation of the trespass. So I was never trespassed by any staff, and it was only the police.
And when you say that, you mean you were never told to leave?
That's
correct. No one on staff told you to leave. The cops also didn't tell you to leave because, you know, normally if somebody's telling you to leave a place, the typical way things happen is if you were to stay there, like let's say you didn't believe that person was authorized to tell you and you just stayed right where you were, then they'll call the cops in and the cops will usually then say, hey, you got to leave. And then if you don't leave, normally you get arrested or no trespass.
Yeah, I was demanding the officers to allow me to leave. If you're telling me I'm trespassed, allow me to leave.
Right.
But no, I'm being detained. They want my ID. So like
they weren't legally allowed to ask.
No, according to the law. No.
Yeah.
Nope. So what ended up happening is Savage Truth 603, he went to the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, all right, if you're being trespassing me, I'm going to go to the sidewalk. So he starts walking.
Yeah.
I also do the same thing. I go to the sidewalk. So now we're in public. We're not on the private property.
Right.
And
they're still harassing you.
They're still harassing me. They pounce Savage. They tackle him. They tase him. They, like, put their knees in his back and tell him to put his arms behind his back, even though they already were behind his back. I can't wait for that body cam footage.
Wait, you don't have that footage yet?
I do have that
you
footage.
You do. That's what I was going to say. You were working on a video that you're going to release this weekend. There already was a pretty good cut of this arrest just from y'all's cameras. Cause
three angles.
You had three different angles. I had Vincent, I think it was, put together this this cut earlier this year, and that's on the Freekeen Odyssey channel. You can check that out. Just look back in March, and I'm sure you'll find it. But now you're adding in the police body cameras to this?
That's correct. Yep. Actually, give some credit to News Now Ninja. He was the first person to share our streams into an edited clip, into a video. And thank you, Ninja, because you spread the word about it happening. So
you've got all the cops' body cams, and you're going to make this whole thing into a video. You're going to premiere it this weekend?
I'm almost done editing it. It's been a couple of days because it's a lot of work.
For sure. The more angles, the more complicated.
Yeah, just my personal computer couldn't work, so I had to borrow someone else's to work on it. And so I'm getting there. It's a lot. But
you're going to have it ready for when? When's the premiere?
So I'll have it ready for a party tomorrow, and then I'm going to have it on YouTube Sunday. So Sunday, I'm thinking noon. Yeah, noon.
New
but
Eastern.
If you subscribe to my channel, hit the bell, you'll see when I'm going to premiere it, because I'll have it like predetermined premiere, and you can join a live chat of it being premiered, and I hope to
that's only
see
on YouTube. What about Odyssey?
Well, I mean, look, I could either do that. I could upload it up to both locations, but I don't think Odyssey has premieres, do they?
I don't think they do, but what you could do, I mean, it's up to you, right? Like, you could upload it to Odyssey first. That way people can go and see it. If you're following on Odyssey, you can watch it early.
That's actually a good strategy because YouTube has been pulling some of my stuff.
You definitely got to start getting people away from that platform.
I agree.
It's awful.
That's what I've been doing with the Freekeen channel is I'll upload the video to Odyssey.
Oh, yeah, I'm going
to
do that.
And publish it on Odyssey. And then I will upload it. Well, actually, I just upload a teaser. I know you're still doing full videos on YouTube, and I don't blame you for that. But
no, I'm going to do that. Because if this is going to be a really good video, I really want people to get on Odyssey to view it as well.
Yeah, so I'll play like the first 2 to 5 minutes, depending on how long it is. If it's long, I'll give them a few more minutes or whatever. But 2 to 5 minutes of the video I'll put on YouTube,
right.
And then there's usually like a title down at the bottom, like, hey, if you want to see the full version, you have to see it on Odyssey.
I mean, I'm kind of guilty of this, but I'm going to the YouTube first with your Freekeen because I want to give you statistics for that. And then I click the link in the description because you go, warning, YouTube content. And I'm like, okay, yep, all right. So I click on the Odyssey, and then I watch it from there. So I've been watching all your NH Exits videos.
Cool.
And I love them all.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. So check out Breaking the Flaw. Look for this weekend. Mark your calendar to be there wherever it is on YouTube or Odyssey at around noon on Sunday, Eastern time.
Well, I'll definitely have it on YouTube Sunday at noon, but I'll have it pre-released on Odyssey. I'll try to make that happen.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
Okay.
Cool. So we're going to get to this story about Satoshi Nakamoto, but I did say I wanted to finish this gentleman. His name is Magnus Panvidia.
He sounds like a genius. I can't believe I've never heard of the guy, but he sounds great.
So he's like a gun. He's like a gun guy, but he kind of came from the left, as I understand it. I don't know much else about his history. And he is saying he's frustrated. He kind of came back out from, he'd retired from activism, and then he came back expecting that now was the time. People were finally seeing, the police as the problem, the system as the problem. He felt like people were coming together, and now he feels like there's more division. And so he's walking away. He sees the Kyle Rittenhouse situation as something that's dividing people unnecessarily. And he says, sick of division, sick of chaos. I'm reading his goodbye, basically. Feeling spurned by unreasonable requests and demands and expectations of being lied about and bullied and attacked, who are likely to be at these events and hold no loyalty to anyone there. I suggested strongly against this, meaning violence, by these different sides. I am no one's boss and am no leader. They are free to do what they please, responsible only for themselves. But people don't think that way. We've ceased to be individuals, only viewing in teams and tribes. I'm likely to be blamed for this. Anyone who entertained me smeared for years over it. Whether it be someone shows up to protect property in Aloha or someone shows up in solidarity with the marchers, it won't matter. We'll all share the blame for anything to come from it. If there are riots, then it was I who started the riots. If there is conflict, it is our fault. If we step in to protect an individual, then we agree with them on everything and are a secret operative of them. I've said from the beginning, I do not ask compromise. I do not ask you give up anything. I do not ask you to change your mind, not ask you to fight on other issues. All I asked was for people to put aside their differences and focus on the extreme problems. All my criticisms for people to just shut the F up and suck it up and work together are always framed towards the right when I direct it at everyone. If you won't work with someone to end police brutality because of their stance on Rittenhouse, you're an idiot. If you won't work with someone to end constant bloody and expensive wars because of their stance on abortion, you're an idiot. If you won't work with someone to rein in the federal agencies who seek to crush everyone of all ideologies under their boot because of edgy jokes or rude words, you're an idiot. It's got a few more things to say. We'll share that coming up. We'll talk about Satoshi Nakamoto in a trial down in Florida. Is it going to reveal who the real Satoshi is? We'll find out more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us here on Free Talk.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, open phones if you want to join us. What do you want to talk about? Police corruption or the system? Is it going to come to an end soon? Can't be soon enough, I'll tell you that. But it's going to be interesting after the Rittenhouse trial. It looks like some sides are planning on clashing no matter what the decision is. And that's causing one man who is a Second Amendment freedom activist to say he's walking away before things get really ugly. And I want to talk a little bit more about him.
He makes some good points.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I only found out about him within the last few months. His name is Magnus Panvidia, spelled Panvidia. And he is at Panvidia Magnus on Twitter. He says he's walking away from activism for this at this time. He's come back. He came back only because he thought it was the time where people were going to come together and oppose the state. People from these sort of supposedly differing sides that should realize that the state is their mutual enemy. But unfortunately, they just keep getting distracted by the differences between the sides.
Well, they're attacking private business, not the state. They're attacking a kid that had a gun that was innocent. And then the state is prosecuting the kid. And guess who they support now? The prosecutors.
Yes.
So what side are you on? This is why I think he's fed up, because, you know, really it's the government's fault on all of this.
Sure.
On every angle, and then people are, you know, now you get to pick a side? Come on.
You know, the other day on the show, I talked about fifth-gen warfare, and I believe everything we're going through right now is actually, we're at war. People just don't realize it. This is very intentional. The whole COVID thing's intentional. And I think what we're looking at with the whole left-right paradigm right now, being the division being so deep, it's totally intentional.
Oh, yeah.
That's a part of fifth-gen warfare. And this guy's just walking away from
separating
that, too.
Us, yeah.
And that's really how you win fifth-gen warfare. Fifth-gen warfare, the easiest way to win is don't play the game.
Well, if the Black Lives Matter were smart, they'd join Black Guns Matter.
Hmm.
And then to be on Rittenhouse's side, and they all be carrying guns next to Rittenhouse.
Yeah, but Black Lives Matter is probably not actually an organic group. It's probably
not anymore. Not anymore, anyways.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of these things get co-opted, even if they were formed for the right reasons. The people in search of power come in, they take over. We saw it happen here in New Hampshire.
Sure.
I want to say it was me and nobody that went to multiple Black Lives Matter rallies. They were spot on in Keene and Manchester, where they were targeting, you know, with their words, not violence, with the police as the people that were the problem. And then by the time it happened in Nashua, it was completely co-opted. They had politicians speaking. So instead of it being victims of police violence who were speaking in Manchester and Keene, it was politicians who took the stage, including the chief of police himself.
Oh, my God.
The mayor of Nashua, an alderman in Nashua, and it was like, okay, well, this is over.
That's just blatant.
I could say the same thing about the Tea Party movement.
That's exactly right.
My friends started it, and I was like, oh, right, Tea Party movement's coming. You know, it's like it's fresh and new, and then
before
all of a sudden,
you know it,
Fox News is taking it
and
over.
Then there's politicians jumping out in front of the parade, acting like they've been there the whole time.
Yeah, but nothing like when I first met. Like I met Rand Paul, Gary Johnson, a bunch of other well-known figureheads at Faneuil Hall for the Tea Party. And that was because my friend rented the place out and invited a bunch of people. And they were speaking there, and it was amazing. Like, they were actually on board with the message. And then, of course, these guys got a twist narrative.
Yeah, you know where it really started to fall apart, like, bad, was when, what's her name, Sarah Palin became the darling of the belle of the ball for that. And it's like, Sarah Palin, what? She's like so establishment.
You know what's funny is like they twisted the whole movement with this one acronym, because T, right, TEA, they're like, tax enough already. How about, no, it's just taxes in general. That was the whole movement to begin with. The revolution started because of a 1% tax, not because being taxed too much.
I want to go back to Magnus Panvidia and his final thoughts on why he's walking away prior to what could be a pretty ugly escalation of conflict between two sides that he said should have come together to oppose the state. So he says, Ayn Rand stated that the biggest issue with the left was that it was formed out of single-issue groups, that as it grew in power, these groups would begin to contradict each other's interest and then fall apart. I think this is true, major difference being it isn't the left, it's everyone. All of you. I've watched the Libertarian Party shatter into a million factions. Black Lives Matter shatter into a million factions. Conservatives, leftists, anti-war activists, on and on and on. Microfaction upon microfraction. All neatly cut up into useless, inert, screaming chunks. A maze of tripwires, of wrong positions to have, wrong actions to take, wrong times to act, wrong strategy, wrong principles, wrong words, wrong attitude, wrong friends, wrong guests, wrong positions, wrong people. That if any of these are crossed, hellfire and scorched earth. I'm not interested in this game. I'm not interested in discourse devolving into the world's most spectacular middle school lunchroom. I've always wanted to fight. I threw my life on a burning pile to fight. I had friends die, get locked up, stalked and robbed, arrested and deported to fight. I've lost my job, my reputation, my house, my career to fight. I've been targeted, scorched from the internet, denied basic social functions and work to fight. I've gotten to the point where I sit alone in a house without heat, dragging along with donations from poor people in the hopes of making this work, and it appears either I have failed or it was a doomed mission from the start. I've ruined my life for this, possibly for nothing. I hope I'm wrong, he says. I hope I'm just in a really bad place right now, and this is just pathetic screaming to the void. But I didn't lie when I went on Jimmy Dore and I said I was trying to stop a civil war. But honestly, it looks like y'all really want one and might deserve it. Love of y'all that have stuck by me this time. Love y'all that have got the message. Love my small little group of activists that spent weeks posting about a trial nobody cared about with Assange, Julian Assange, fought for issues no one seemed to be bothered with. Were smeared and ignored for and laughed at and lied about, all because they were trying to address and fight real power, not idiotic drama. Whatever happens next, I want nothing to do with it. I stand in direct opposition to it, and I hope you all the best and in any continued fight to better the world. If you stand alone, surrounded by tribalists, and try to make the world a better place, I'm there with you. Much love, much appreciation. I'm not going to try to starve or go to jail or focus on myself for a while, and I hope I come back to something better than this S. Best of luck. Love to love overall, unity or death. That's Magnus Panvidio, a fairly well-known activist, I guess, in some circles. He seems to be somebody who came from the left and became a Second Amendment gun, you know, rights activist.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I think it kind of fell apart right in the last sentence for me. Like, everything in that whole diatribe was perfect. I loved it.
Until when?
Unity or death. I think he's missing the point a little bit, and maybe that's the cause of his dismay. Unity isn't a guarantee. Unity isn't even, like, this is a collective idea from the left, mm-hmm. and the right, for that matter. Collectivism, individualism will occur whether you like it or not. I think people try to force against individualism so hard that it ends up happening anyway, and he mentioned that in terms of everything falling apart into a million pieces and factions. That's just individualism forcing itself to happen against will, because it's the natural function of a natural function of nature.
Let's talk about that a little bit more here, because it is this sort of dichotomy, right? Like, we want people to come together against the state, but there's so many differences between them, and the state understands this,
yep,
and does use that against us. Is this even a possible, you know, what his vision is even possible? And if not, what should we do instead? The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, you can join us on free.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The jury in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin is still continuing. The Illinois teenager is accused of shooting three people and killing two of them during police protests in Kenosha after a shooting last year. Earlier in the day, the judge banned a news network from the courtroom.
I have instructed that no one from MSNBC News will be permitted in this building for the duration of this trial.
Judge Bruce Schroeder, a man who claimed to be an MSNBC producer, was stopped by police the night before after he was allegedly following the jury bus. NBC News says the employee was a freelancer who wasn't following the jury. Outside Atlanta, the defense has rested in the trial of three men accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery, the black man who was shot and killed while out jogging last year. Closing arguments are expected to begin on Monday. This is USA Radio News. A New York judge has granted exonerations for two men wrongfully convicted of killing civil rights leader Malcolm X in 1965. The exonerations of Muhammad Aziz and Khalil Islam were issued after Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance Jr. filed a motion seeking to vacate the convictions. More companies are closing down some of their brick-and-mortar stores.
CVS is closing 900 stores over the next 3 years. That's nearly 10% of their United States locations, while adding more health services at remaining locations. The largest U.S. pharmacy chain saying they will close 300 stores a year while adding primary care offices at certain sites, as well as converting more stores into so-called health hubs with offerings such as diagnostic testing, mental health services, and hearing exams. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
We're sharing with you just a moment ago some posts by an activist who's fed up. He's fed up with the division between people when he feels like, and you know, this is my interpretation of what he was saying. His name is Magnus Panvidia. He's a Second Amendment freedom guy. Described himself as a mutualist anarchist, I believe. So
a mutualist, egoist, and anarchist.
He came from the left, from what I understand, and turned into a gun rights activist. And he's a critic of police abuse, it seems, and wants people to come together on that issue and is frustrated that he's seeing more division than ever. So he's basically calling it quits on doing activism, just walking away. And, you know, I think it's leading to a discussion here in the studio tonight about, you know, division and can people unify on this one issue. You know, I don't think they can. And as much as we might like to see people realize that the state is our mutual enemy, whether you be on the left or the right or libertarian or whatever, you know, your belief system is, unless, of course, you're a total statist and authoritarian, in which case then you love the state. But to come together, it just seems like it's asking too much from people, that these people are just, they have too many divisions between them and they just can't get away from those distractions.
Well, a lot of it's identity politics. They're used to, they want to be, I'm a part of this group. You know, I hate to say it, but I blame a lot of that on high school sports. Too many decades of high school sports. Everybody's got to be on a team. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a part of a team. I wear a Red Sox hat, so I kind of like the Sox. But it doesn't mean I'm a lifetime Red Sox fan and I live or die Red Sox. You know, mm-hmm. I just like the hat at this point.
It's like you're wearing an anti-state.
Yeah,
Born in the States, so you're taking on that now? I'm kidding.
You know, who knows? Maybe someday I'll go and love the state. I doubt that.
No, I hope not.
No, that's not.
Join our team.
If so, you're moving out.
Well, I guess the chips are down now. But, I think that people have been kind of been force-fed this group.
Right,
you know, it's crowd group psychology for a long time, mm-hmm. and I think that people who were doing it, it goes back to what's the guy who was he took a page out of the education reforms done in Prussia like 150 years ago and brought him to the United States because Prussia was having a hard time getting men to run off and kill for the king. So they had to teach them a different way from birth, and they turned them into a little collectivists.
And that's the system they have in the United States.
They brought it to the United States. It was Horseman, right?
Okay.
So when they brought it to the United States, and that's what we have in our public school system now. And, you know, and it's how they're able to talk people into getting into the Army and the military and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And now you got Back the Blue. There's another identity group we definitely didn't need, and everywhere you look, it's hard to even call yourself a libertarian because I don't really want to play identity politics.
It's Bareback the Blue.
Bareback the Blue.
Brokeback Mountain Blue Edition. These sides seem to hate each other so much that they want to use the state against the other side.
Yeah, they're missing the point.
Yeah, they want to take the power, they want to take state power and they want to use it against their enemy, which is sort of the traditional story of the state, right? The state wants this to happen. The state wants you to want its power to lord over others, to force other people to behave in the way that you want. And the only people who really get this is as a problem and see this clearly are most of the libertarians, most of the voluntarists, most of the liberty-loving anarchists out there. They see this clearly, and they don't want the state power. They don't want to tell other people how to live. But the people on the left, the people on the right, you know, they may want to be left alone for their own freedoms. You know, the left might want to go and be, you know, debaucherous, and the right might want to go and teach their kids the Bible or whatever it is that they want to do, right? And they hate the fact that the other side wants to do the things they want to, and so they want the state to tell them not to,
well,
force them not
to. What if we just ignored all the labels of government, anarchist, left, right? Like, just bring it down to the core, like, liberty principles behind things. Like, you have the right to your own property that you've earned. Like, if anyone tries to take that from you, they are an oppressor. Like, just use regular, plain English words, like, and not bring up, you know, instead of saying the government's doing it. Mm-hmm. Well, if anybody did this to me, if anyone came and stole something from me, I'm going to defend myself because I have a natural right to it. And, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So these are things that people need to adopt.
I have another question, too. I think a lot of it's being intentionally way overstated. Like, is the religious right really still a thing? Are there really? I don't know, man.
They're still a thing.
But are there really like millions and millions of diehard Christians? Christianity is a failing
religion.
Going
down. The number of people going to church in the United States are continually going down. In fact, there was a news story recently about how it dropped even further and faster during COVID.
So to the people on the left, I got to say, do you really think there's that many religious nuts out there that are going to force this stuff down your throat? To the people on the left. To people on the right, I got to say, do you really think every single person that's left of center is out there going out and getting pregnant on purpose so that they can get an abortion in opposition to God's love?
There might be some of them out there, but I wouldn't say it's like a whole group of people.
You're talking about tiny numbers of people. I think the issues are being blown.
Yeah.
The issues that are being used, these are literally issues that are being used to separate people.
Yes,
right.
Are.
But I do believe that there is an agenda to try to push for people to get abortions so they can use their fetuses for research, basically their adrenochrome. But that's just, it's a fact.
Everything's got a price.
Well, you're right about this, Matt, and these issues are being used by the people on the left and the right, the ones who are seeking power, they love to whip the crowds up, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they need to get those people behind them so they can get their power, and they can use it to, of course, reward their friends and punish their enemies. It's not about doing anything about the Muslims or the abortions. Yeah. You know, you fill in the blank.
But in fairness, you're saying that they're trying to get people empowered. But, like, I guess that's what we're doing here, but we're trying to do it on an individual power level.
Not New Hampshire?
Just, no, us talking right here. We're trying to do it. Or just freedom people in general. They're trying to empower the individual versus, like, the group or the government.
Right, and that's what I was saying. Okay. The difference here is the libertarians, they're the ones that can see this situation clearly. And even though there are divisions amongst the libertarians, Magnus, the guy we were reading the quotes from earlier, identified that the Libertarian Party has schismed into, you know, a million different things. Well, first of all, the Libertarian Party is never going to have any effect on anything anywhere, just because most people aren't libertarian and they're never going to be. And this is something that has been made crystal clear within the last 2 years. Like, if you thought there was a chance you were going to convert, you know, the majority of Americans, COVID should have made it clear that that's not an option on the table. So the only option on the table is for libertarians to come together to the same place. Now, just because we've come to the same place doesn't mean there aren't still divisions among us. But here's why it doesn't matter when it comes to the libertarians, is that, you know, within the liberty movement, there's liberty anarchists, there's liberty small government people, there's liberty people who are Christians, there's liberty people who are atheists, there's liberty people of all these sort of differing beliefs, there's liberty people who are like...
Trannies.
It's like sex-crazed, and then there's liberty people who are like completely...
We got hedonists, we got the nudists, we got the, you know, everybody's
represented. And there's liberty squares, right? Like, there's people that don't want to do any of that stuff. But you know what? We can all come together when it comes to the issue of the individual and individual rights, the right to choose to live your life in any one of those ways. And so as much as those people might not agree with each other, they do understand the fundamental tenet that they have to allow their neighbors to be free.
Except the furries.
So that they can be free.
We're going to get a lot of calls now on parties.
Is there a furry community with a sub-community?
Well, there better not be.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've been to a furry con, and it was terrible.
So, but that's the difference. It's like, we get that. And so when the freedom lovers are coming to New Hampshire, we can have all the schisms we want. If you don't like the clubs, for instance, then
turn
you can
away.
Start your own club. Yeah. You know. And there's enough freedom-loving people here that's cool. They'll come to your club or whatever. And so we don't have the same problem. So I'm just trying to say here, like, to Magnus, whether or not he can come up to New Hampshire, that's another question. But
love to meet him.
Yeah, if you love liberty and you're frustrated by the fact that, look, the sides, they're not coming together against the state. They still want to control it. That's what they have. Let go of. They all want to be in charge of the state, and they want to punish their enemies with it. If you're ready to move past that and you love liberty, then you should be here with us in New Hampshire. There's more coming up, though. It's free.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here at the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Matt, and Joa in the studio tonight. Satoshi Nakamoto, will he or she or they be revealed in a court down in Florida? Matt, you've got a story about this. This has to do with the pest, I think that probably the best word for this guy, known as Craig Wright.
He's a pest.
Because I say that because not only does he claim to be Satoshi Nakamoto and provide zero evidence for it, and he's been claiming this for years now, because, you know, all he would have to do to prove he was Satoshi Nakamoto is show that he's got the keys to Satoshi's fortune, which is like a million Bitcoin or something like that. It's you know, $1 billion.
Yeah, the origin wallet's just sitting there, and nobody has spent a dime
ever,
out of it
ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
All you would have to do to prove that you are Satoshi Nakamoto is spend 10 cents worth of Bitcoin out of that wallet. Everybody be able to see that it happened in the blockchain.
And I want to talk more about it coming up here, but speaking of Bitcoin, if you've got Bitcoin, you've got Ethereum, then you need to have a good way to store that instead of just using your phone wallet, which puts you at risk of potentially being hacked or your phone being stolen or something. You want to use a hardware wallet like the 100% open source BitBox. Now, some of these hardware wallets, they're not open source, and if they're not open source, then you can't really know whether that code is any good or there's any back doors or whatever. You want to have open source when it comes to something like this. And they've got it. You can go to box.freetalklive.com to learn more about the BitBox and order yours and get 5% off with code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Use code FTL to save 5% at box.freetalklive.com. You want to win one of these things? We're doing a giveaway.
Cool.
All you got to do to enter is, first of all, you got to be on our social media platform over at social.freetalklive.com. That's free. It's easy to do, so go sign up over there. You also need to follow our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com. So what you got to do, follow our Odyssey channel, take a screenshot of the fact that you're following the channel, and then you just post that screenshot to your social media profile at social.freetalklive.com and tag Aria so she sees it. And then we will choose our winner of the BitBox on an upcoming episode of Freer Talk Live. It's our after show that we do from time to time, internet only. And so that's how you enter the contest. And again, you can buy one over at box.freetalklive.com, the BitBox, the 100% open source hardware wallet. So back to the story here with Satoshi Nakamoto. Craig Wright claims to be Satoshi Nakamoto. He has never proven it, and I call him a pest, and he's one of the worst kinds of pests because he pesters you with lawsuits. If this guy doesn't like you, if you've said something about him that he doesn't like, he slaps you with a lawsuit. It doesn't matter where, you know, he lives in like Australia or something, but he's got lawyers in the UK and the US, and he will file suit against you. He sued Roger Ver before, and by the way, lost.
Did he really?
Good. Craig lost that case, from what I understand. And
so he's a professional, like,
he's a troublemaker.
He just likes to sue people, and that's how he makes a living.
I don't even know if he makes a living off of it. He's got a lot of, I think he was, so some people say that this guy was, you know, involved in the early days of Bitcoin. Like, there's no one that doubts that he was around and that he knew some of the original players, and maybe he was one of the people that was quote-unquote Satoshi Nakamoto.
He's probably got a boatload of Bitcoin. That does not make him, right. If he can't spend out of that origin wallet, then he is not Satoshi Nakamoto.
Correct. Now, maybe, you know, and I don't know if he's saying that he lost the keys. I don't know what his current claim is on this as far as why he's not spending out of that wallet. I don't know if he's ever even answered that question. I don't pay close attention to the guy and the claims that he makes. But one of the things that makes me think he's not Satoshi Nakamoto is his attitude and the things that he says. And
he doesn't sound anything like the verbiage in the white paper. You read the Bitcoin white paper, it does not sound like he wrote it.
Correct. And Craig Wright, when he says things like, oh, he claims he's Satoshi, so he says things like, well, I didn't make Bitcoin to get around the government.
What? Did you read the white paper?
Yeah, and he's against anarchists. It's like, come on, man, this is not Satoshi Nakamoto.
And you know, the danger here, a danger here is that some court upholds him as Satoshi Nakamoto, and then it's, oh, well, we found the guy, and next thing you know, we're going to have to go through an entire future thinking that this guy's...
Because some court says so.
But the reality is that's what every sucker in America is going to believe.
That's the problem.
Because it's been made official now.
Yeah, and these are judges who don't even understand what a pixel is. Right?
Like, yeah,
you're
going
to try to get them to understand. You know what I mean?
So how many pickles are in this picture?
Here, let me just send this video via text.
What's the story here? What's the setup? What's going on?
So there's a family that says, this makes it even worse. This is like two hacks going at it in court. Mm-hmm. Not hackers. Hacks. Because the family... There's a family in Florida saying that their family member was one of the co-creators of Bitcoin that partnered with David, what's his name?
Craig Wright.
Craig Wright, yeah.
The guy is Dave Kleiman, and he passed away as of 2013.
Yeah, he's been dead for a long time, and they're saying that he was one of the co-creators, and therefore his estate, that family, has a right to half of the Bitcoin in the origin wallet.
And I have heard claims prior to this trial that this Kleiman could be Satoshi Nakamoto. There are people that believe that one of the reasons why the Bitcoin in that original wallet has never been moved is because dude is dead.
Interesting.
So how's he going to move the coins? He's dead.
Did this guy have the latitude to do that?
If he was Satoshi, he certainly could have.
I don't know anything about this guy, so I wonder if we were to listen to him speak, is there anything we can watch where he sounded anti-state or anti-banking?
I don't know, but I've heard people arguing that this is the guy. But anyway,
my conspiracy theory about who Satoshi Nakamoto is, I can't remember the kid's name, but he was a talented programmer who was also kind of a street urchin and did some untoward stuff and ended up in jail. And he went to jail for like 10 years. He's still there, I guess. Remember, you know what I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
that one actually sounded pretty interesting to me.
I kind of wanted to bring up that. You know, people are claiming, and I don't know if anyone's that can speak Japanese out there, but Satoshi Nakamoto actually translates to Central Intelligence.
I don't think so, man.
Whales.
Well, I was looking it up.
Whale's vagina. Okay.
Have you said so?
Well, yeah, if anybody speaks Japanese and Satoshi Nakamoto means words in English, can you please translate?
Yeah, because I've also heard it's just a conglomeration of a bunch of different Japanese companies.
Right, and that's like
Mitsubishi
what,
and
right, but that's like what someone was explaining, and I think it was Wikipedia that explains where the Central Intelligence claim comes from, because it's like Satoshi is like a central naming of a boy. It's like a common name.
I don't know. I want to hear more about this case. Sorry.
Matt, go ahead. The New York Post, the family of deceased computer scientist David Kleinman contends he created the cryptocurrency along with Craig Wright under the Satoshi Nakamoto name. And Kleinman's heirs are suing to get their half of a Bitcoin stash worth nearly $70 billion that's under the famous pseudonym, according to the Wall Street Journal report.
$70 billion. Jeez Louise.
Yeah. And Kleinman died in 2013.
By the way, that makes Satoshi Nakamoto one of the richest people on the planet.
Sure. Right. Yeah, whoever that is, and it's not either of these guys, so he's not split.
Well, maybe
anybody.
It is, maybe it isn't. Let's keep going.
I have a hard time buying it. But anyway, the court is going to, I don't know how they expect that they're going to do this, but suffice it to say that the court thinks they're going to put somebody in a witness box, and there you go, ladies and gentlemen, Satoshi Nakamoto will be. So they're basically putting Satoshi Nakamoto on the witness stand, but they don't really know how any of this works.
No.
Is the long and short of it.
Is there anything else that you want to share from this New York Post story?
No, I run into a wall with it because there's no way to tell who Satoshi Nakamoto is, and no court is going to be able to tell us.
Well, I presume that somebody, at least I hope, that somebody in this trial is going to get on the stand and say to the court and try to explain it in a way that this judge can wrap his brain, I don't know if it's a jury or a judge or whatever, but in a way that these people can wrap their brain around it, that somebody can say under oath they're Satoshi Nakamoto. That doesn't prove that they're Satoshi Nakamoto. They need to prove it by showing the keys. Mm-hmm. Show that they have the keys. Because, look, I don't buy that Craig Wright forgot it or, like, you know, lost his keys or there was a boating accident or whatever. If you're Satoshi Nakamoto,
aliens abducted it.
You are the creator of Bitcoin. You know better than anyone that you need to hold your keys in a safe manner and have backups, so that way if your computer breaks or, you know, mom throws it in the garbage or whatever, you know, something happens to your computer with your keys on it, you've got the keys somewhere else. Mm-hmm. You can go to that other place, right, or whether it's online or in a physical reality, take those keys and plug them in and prove that you've got access to them.
It's not even hard.
No, it's not. This is simple, basic level Bitcoining, basically. So somebody's got to explain this, and then we'll see what happens.
This might shock people. Bitcoin's at $56,000.
Woo! It's even cheaper than when we started the show. It was like $58,000.
That's a buying opportunity.
Damn.
Right there.
Yes, thank you, Manchester, for giving me some money to buy some.
And then convert it into Monero.
I hope somebody's going to follow this story, and you know, maybe we'll get updates on it as it goes on. Because I think it's going to be an interesting trial, regardless of what the outcome is. And we'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.